Hey, Supernatural fans, we've got a really fun show planned for you tonight. It's season 12, episode 3. If this is any indication of how the night's gonna go, stay tuned. You don't wanna miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we are getting wild here tonight.
We're born to be wild.
Guys, we are so excited to talk all about Supernatural with you. I mean, it was a fun, crazy, weird, freaky episode, right?
Spooky, just in time for Halloween.
Exactly. It wasn't a super-duper Halloween-y episode.
Yeah.
But we still got that little bit of, like, creepy factor.
Yeah, with the walking around with the creaking.
Yeah.
Well, the floor.
We got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
If you want more crazy, wild fun, stay tuned and listen to us. My name is Lindsay Wegner. You guys can tweet me on Twitter at Lindsay Wegner. And I'm joined tonight by Miss Katie Campbell.
Hey, guys. You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell.
We have all the energy that you need right now at 11:15 p.m. Mm-hmm. to talk about The Foundry. Mm-hmm. It is season 12, episode 3. Almost messed that up again. How many times can I do it tonight?
It's not season 1.
Not season 1. We are 12 seasons in, and mm-hmm. everything keeps getting better and better and more exciting, and Beyonce makes an appearance.
Oh, I love that. Agent Beyonce.
Agent Beyonce. Favorite parts of this episode? What you enjoyed this tonight?
I loved everything. I really did. I loved everything. I loved the spookiness that we got with the house. I loved the Rowena and Lucifer stuff that went on. It felt intense. And then Cass and Crowley was hilarious. I loved it all.
I agree. I'm with you. I like the heartfelt moments where mom is just feeling really, really left out and not a part of this time period because she's not. She's still getting used to all of this. Loved the Cass and Crowley and him being like, we haven't tried to kill each other in months. Yeah. You know, like, we're cool, right? We haven't tried to kill each other, but we're okay to, like, hunt together right now and do something.
I mean, the answer is yes. Crowley is my best friend.
Yeah, Crowley's always your fave.
He's hilarious. He's so funny.
He's your spirit animal.
I know.
Except you're not evil at all.
No, I know. But it's like a yin and yang thing, like God and Amara. Crowley and I.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing, you guys.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Happy early Halloween from Katie and I and everyone here at AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. So tonight we were talking a little bit about ectoplasm, ghost possession. We start off in St. Paul, Minnesota. Woo-woo, go Minnesota. Spent a lot of time there. It's actually really, really, really pretty. Lots of, like, suburbs, but, like, big city.
Oh, really?
And great people, obviously, being from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vadnais Heights. If anyone's from Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, I spent a lot of time there a few years back. My ex-boyfriend was from there. And I loved your little city. So it's pretty great. We see a couple walking who are actually mm-hmm. raiding where they just ate avocado toast, which is totally an L.A. thing.
Yeah.
It was a little weird to be hearing about avocado toast in St. Paul, but I mean, maybe they just jumped onto this bandwagon now, which would make sense. They'd be a little bit behind on everything.
I think everyone is. I love avocado toast, actually, but do you rate places like that? Is that a thing of the times right
now?
Yelp. I don't rate anyone.
Yelp.
No.
People Yelp about it.
Yeah, but do you do that?
I will not. Here's the thing. If I have something bad to say about it, I just won't write anything.
Right.
Unless it's literally so horrible. I wrote a review about the whaler in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Because the experience I had was so incredibly horrendous that I was like, this needs to be known.
Okay.
It was that bad. And I've been back since. I don't completely hold a grudge. And I would change a rating if things were better the next time I was around. But I've never really stuck around and hung out for a while. But no, I don't usually do that. If I have friends that own a business or something and I go there and it's great, then I'll totally rate it 5 stars and do all the things in the world. But
the two of them were really into that.
Yep. Maybe it's a thing. A couple thing in Minnesota.
Okay.
In Wisconsin we went Walmarting. There wasn't a lot to do when I was 17.
Okay.
In Wisconsin.
Just go to Walmart.
In Plymouth, Wisconsin. We would go to Sheboygan. So they're walking past a house. They hear a baby crying. The house is abandoned. She goes in right away. She tells him, I mean, come on here. Really?
I would be terrified. Even if there was a baby crying, I'd wait for the cops.
I wouldn't, yeah, if there, I'm sorry, baby, I mean, and I love kids, but I'm not going in there without my boyfriend, certainly not without the cops. I mean, maybe that was a little creepy. Obviously, she goes and sees this baby doll, and it's like decrepit and like dead.
Yeah.
And broken. And
one eye missing.
Yeah, it was creepy. We jump to Mary and Cass. They're both wake late at night, and she's hoping that she's going to adjust soon. And she kind of gets a little bit of, you know, Cass technically is adjusting to life as a human still. Yeah. There are still things that he's learning and figuring out.
Yeah, and it still doesn't feel like he actually fits. Because he's an angel. Well, also, too, when she was reading, she was sitting there reading the John's journal, I felt sad, obviously. You know, we get later on, which we'll talk about, her missing him. But, I mean, I've been figuring that all along, you know? How can she not miss him?
Mm-hmm. Being apart from him even in the after.
Yeah.
She gives herself a little haircut. Mm-hmm. Which we had a little bit of a preview last week, a little spoiler alert from one of our lovely guests last week. If you guys didn't watch our episode last week, we had Ruth Connell and Catherine Newton in to chat about the show. So go back and watch that if you haven't seen it already. It was great having them here. And Rowena's Coven Couture and Hope Chest.
Hope Chest.
Hope Chest. Follow them. Give them a like. Sam and Dean are talking about this Men of Letters note the next morning, and Cass tells them he's leaving for Ohio. He's got a lead on Lucifer. He wants to find him because it's his responsibility since he freed him. How do you feel about him going after Lucifer all on his own?
I understand where he's coming from with wanting to go alone because, I freed him, but come on, you can use some backup. But at the same time, he really did think that Mary needed some help, so the boy should stay back for another project. Project's the wrong word, but, you know, so I don't think he should go alone, though.
You know, when they separate, something bad always happens. And right now, luckily, nothing completely horrendous is happening. This is just the beginning, in my opinion, for what's to come.
With Lucifer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, of course. But I love that. It's always fun. You never know what he's going to do.
Exactly.
Really quick, I just want to mention about the London Chapter House paper. So all those lines were blacked out and it was classified. I was surprised we didn't get any more on that.
Dish on that and being connected to Tony.
Yeah. Where's Tony?
I think that's going to be under wraps. I think they're really making all of us wait to find out what exactly is happening with her backstory. What happened to her kid and the father of it or whatever, why we were talking last week, we think a monster did something, that's why she's fighting against it.
Tony in the London Chapter House is the new Darkness last season. And the season before that was the Mark.
We've always got something.
Yeah.
Always. Mom comes down. They're noticing that she's been a little bit withdrawn lately, which makes sense considering she's still getting used to things and adjusting. And she goes to grab a piece of bacon, and Sam's like, it's cold, we'll make you some new stuff. And she's like, it's bacon. And Dean's like, yeah, we're totally
bacon
related.
Is good whenever.
Yeah. Katie wanted bacon.
I did. But I love that we see that throughout this episode, you know, how much Dean is like his mom. It's crazy, but it's awesome.
They're two peas in a pod.
I know.
That's just who they are. Mary says she found a case going through newspapers, which apparently Dean brought her, and they were like, well, I didn't bring you newspapers to find a case. You know, they're doing it the new way. She's doing it the old-fashioned way. And
she says that she didn't intentionally stumble upon it, but what do you think?
Of course she did.
Yeah.
She was looking. She wanted to be helpful. She wanted to do something. She wanted to be excited about this, maybe take her mind off of the things that are going on, try and see if she can get back into it. Yeah. Family hunting trip, including beef jerky, chili lime flavor.
Yum.
I mean, I love me some beef jerky.
They have like basil flavor now. I've seen that at the store.
I want some balsamic beef jerky.
He said to her, though, right, that they've had these flavors back in the day, too.
So yes.
That's not anything new.
So I thought this was more of like this is what they used to, maybe this is what her and John did before they'd go out on a hunt. They'd go and get beef jerky. Maybe this is something that he's trying to right. know, make it.
Right, they're trying.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Sam is worried and Dean is not. I think Dean is actually worried, but he's trying to brush it under the rug.
Mm-hmm. I love that she was just sitting shotgun.
Yeah.
And Sam's in the back.
Yeah.
And the music comes on and he's like, oh, and she cranks it up. Yeah, Mom.
Yeah.
That's right. Jam out to some Steppenwolf. we get to Thomas, who was Vince's, like, bandmate. And last week we were kind of discussing whether or not he got killed when he was thrown across the room. I thought he was still alive. He obviously is. Mm-hmm. He knows that Vince isn't himself. Something's up.
Right.
And Agent Beyonce, a.k.a. Cass, is there chatting with him. Meanwhile...
What on earth?
Crowley sitting at the bar, and that would make him Agent Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. And then we get them trying to... Crowley trying to convince Cass that they should go out and find Lucifer together. They want to work on this. Like I said, they haven't tried to kill each other for months. Crowley has postcards that Vince sent to his sister, so he knows where she is.
Or his sister sent to Vince.
To Vince, so they at least can locate her and him. And they
make a great team.
They do make a great team. It's good and evil. And in my opinion, I was saying, Misha Collins looks great.
Yeah.
He looks all healthy and, like, young and fit in the, like, blue suit. Like, he looked good. Props, Misha. Meanwhile, the Partridge family is introducing themselves. Mm-hmm. Bonaducci, I mean, yes. I had to go back and hear what her name was. And the coroner tells them that both bodies were had signs of hypothermia. Their hearts had been frozen in a 65-degree room. Mm-hmm. So he's saying, how can we explain this to the public when it's...
How would they actually explain that? Because they have to eventually make something else up.
Is that legal? Usually death stuff has to come out fairly quickly, but I think when it comes to foul play or to some sort of murder case, I think they leave those details out. It obviously comes out later on, but they leave details out.
And it's just
you know
accepted.
How like when you read newspaper articles or even the Facebook articles and they're talking about some sort of bad thing that happened in Louisiana. Sorry to pick on you, Louisiana. And they write a little bit about it, but later on, all the details from it, you find out about the guy that cut the little girl into a billion pieces.
Right, right. But I'm saying, how are you going to... These details are not going to ever be accepted.
Well, no. They'll never be able to explain them. And at this point, it didn't... That part of the story ended because we never even came back to it because we found out really what was going on in the house. Obviously, the guys were going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. They're in the house. The EMF reader is just going off. Mary walks into a room. She sees a crib with baby blankets. Once again, another one of these decrepit baby dolls, like with the almost the glass faces from back in the day. So they're like cracked and really, really old looking.
And why did she go off alone?
Because it just somebody's got to save her. Or she's got to save somebody, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
No one sticks together nowadays.
I know. That's always where they go wrong, too.
It is. It's like the Scream when they say, like, when he gives the list of what you shouldn't do, and then all of them do these things.
Oh,
you go
please.
Off by yourself.
I covered MTV Scream after show. They all go off on their own. They all do things they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Even when they learn their lesson, they really don't learn the lesson.
It's death. You're just waiting. It's a recipe for death. And the door closes. A toddler grabs her arm. Dean kind of swipes at him. Eventually, they break into the room. Dean swipes at him, and the kid disappears. When they look it up, they find out these disappearances have been happening for years, and they've gone through this, finding this all out on the internet, and she's frustrated because she wasn't able to find this information on her own, and she feels like she's not being helpful. And then what makes matters worse is that they decide to go out and try and... She kind of has this little, like, she almost faints because she... Was that later on?
It's later on, but you can talk about it.
We'll come back to that because let's talk about Cass and sorry, we'll come back to that. Cass and Crowley at Wendy's. And Cass is giving the pitch about he's agent Beyonce, this is agent Z, and the woman shuts the door in their face, and right away they go, do you think that happens to Sam and Dean?
Which was hilarious. But I thought maybe she didn't believe that they were FBI agents when she slammed the door, but she clearly did because she's calling Vince.
Scared.
Yeah.
And they do go in.
Beyonce and Z,
you can't be that. That's a little bit too well known. When you do the Partridge Family names or the old rock star names and stuff, it's not as relevant.
Immediate.
As Beyonce, anyway. Jay-Z, you know, Rihanna would be. And they get inside and Cass mentions that she's been healed. And they see a wheelchair and obviously Vince, Lucifer, got her up and walking again. She was in a wheelchair. They healed her. And she mentions that he was with a little redhead. And I read her, I was like, wait a second. He's back together with his girlfriend or wife or whatever. And you're like, no, he's with Rowena. I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Totally missed that space.
This next scene was so good.
Yeah. Where Vince, Lucifer, has Rowena chained up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got her all chained, and he wants a beauty spell to spruce himself up. And she says she doesn't have the Book of the Damned anymore.
But, like, he's calling her clever. He's, you know, he's threatening her, and she's scared, but she's also confident. And, I mean, there's kind of a little bit of a tension between them. But I don't know if we can really call that, like, a sexual tension because Lucifer's Lucifer and Rowena's Rowena, you know. But and it's amazing. Like, the two of them, and he's doing such a good job as Lucifer.
He's Rick Springfield. Like, seriously, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Last week I talked about him in Ricky and the Flash, and he's just proving right now. He's jumping to an even different, crazy role, and he's just falling right into it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And he is making threats and telling her instead of his time he's going to actually, like, break her neck and then rip her head off. And Rowena does look scared, but she always seems to find a way out of these messes, even when he did break her neck the first time.
She's so smart. I love her.
So part of me was wondering if she really was scared or if all of this was an act, because we've just come to learn, like...
I think there's a level of scaredness there, because how can you not be scared of Lucifer? But
sure,
she's so strong and quick and smart.
And clever.
So she can handle it.
She can. And the boys are trying to figure out if they can handle the Mylings, which are vengeful children's spirits that lure adults to their deaths. And... this is when Mary kind of has this little fainting spell, and she mentions that she thought the boy was scared. She also had a little flashback of Dean and the kid saying, help me.
And also of her screaming for Sam moments before she died. So that's kind of scary. Why did she have that? Is it just because she's going through turmoil in her head, or is it because she's back from the dead and she's having these visions and this is some kind of a consequence? But what is that?
I hope it's not because she's back from the dead. I think it's because it was literally so close to home. Here this little kid is screaming, help me. And it's just immediately like connection to losing her child and being helpless and feeling kind of helpless again with this little kid grabbing her and not knowing what's wrong. And Sam and Dean are brushing it off like, Mom, of course they're going to say that. That's what they do. But
you just have a feeling. They've had hunches before.
They've had hunches, and she went on a hunch. And they say they're going to go and try and figure things out.
Burn the bones.
And she should just kind of hang out there. They give her cell phone, Dean's cell phone, which she has no idea. She looks at, exactly. How do you use a thing that has... one button on here, you know? So she actually grabs the good old regular dialing pad. I was waiting for the rotary phone.
Oh.
I literally wanted the hotel room to have a rotary phone. I was like, yes, even though I know that was even earlier, but I was waiting for that. She calls the registrar of deeds for the house to find out information about who owned the house so she can go back in time. And the guy is Seth mentions her, well, look it up on the internet. And she goes, yeah, I'm not everyone else. So okay, please and thank you.
He's not doing his job correctly if he's not giving her information that he's supposed to be able to give out.
Exactly. But
that's, he's being lazy. He's relying on the internet to do his job. He's being lazy.
But sometimes, I mean, no, it's Minnesota, really, so how many calls is he probably getting? Not many.
Yeah.
But I can tell you when I'm at work and somebody calls and I'm slammed behind the bar and somebody asks me if I have trivia, I say yes, 9 p.m. Thank you. Have a good day. Like,
right. Look it up on the internet on our website.
Look it up.
You should say that.
No, but I can't.
I'm joking.
I do actually respond, but there is a shortness to me. I'll say, hi, this is Irish Times. How can I help you? You know, but there is a shortness once I, because I'm right. Like, I'm slammed.
Well, at least he answered. He should have answered her.
He should have answered
her. She had to beg. Well, please and thank you.
Please and thank you. She got the information. Mm-hmm. She finds Lucas's mom, and she talks to her about him and says that he was so cold. He has a scar on his cheek. It's definitely the little boy that she saw. She really misses him, and she admits, though, that it's nice to talk about him and talk to someone on the phone because nobody does that anymore.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I do, too. Yay for still talking on the phone. Yeah,
I like talking as opposed to texting.
Me, too. I try and get my friends to, like, I'm like, I call them, and they're like, can we just text? I'm like, no! Mm-hmm. You talk to me. So Sam and Dean are burning Lucas's bones. We know none of this is going to mm-hmm. matter because they're connected to something else. And Mary ends up going back to the house, once again, on her own, solo. She's got this hunch. She's with the weapons bag. She sees Lucas, he points to a door and, you know, saying, help us. And he's shivering. And I just feel like, I'm like, I just want to pick him up and squeeze him.
I know.
And snuggle him.
I know, and he's clearly not vengeful.
No, he's definitely not. He really is looking for help. Mm-hmm. And so Sam and Dean, they call. They're on their way. They know she's there. And we jump back to Rowena, who is doing a druidic glyph, which is technically part of the Book of the Damned, and this black witch magic.
And Celtic magic.
Celtic magic. To create a strong vessel for Vince, a.k.a. Lucifer, because he feels like his vessel is turning into Keith Richards. And she says when the spell succeeds, she'll be of value beyond the spell.
Mm-hmm. But she seems scared here. At first when she was walking around him, and then she gets, you know, full circle and she looked more confident.
Now, she's up to something. From the beginning, did you think she was up to something right away, or did you think she was really helping him?
I actually thought she was helping him right now, but I thought she's got something she's stirring up. I didn't know she was really going to do this in this moment, and she wasn't going to help him. She was doing the exact opposite, which I thought was actually really brilliant. Get him away from her now so she can get free.
Exactly. Then that's why that was my hunch. I was like, she's doing this right now. She's going to tell him it's this
yeah.
so that she can make a clean break away from him, be on her own, get away from him. It'll take him a long time to find her, get out from the depths of wherever he's going to be.
The ocean.
And sure enough, that's what she did. Instead of a spell to protect him and aid his body, she actually sped up the decaying process. So she says, you're not going to be Keith Richards. You're going to be Iggy Pop. We're going way old. And then he says he's obviously going to come after her. And she's basically, we think she sends him to the bottom of the ocean. So try finding a vessel to get out of there beyond that to come back and get me.
Does that mean that he's gone, Rick Springfield?
I hope not. I want him back. I want him decayed and decrepit. For real, coming back like with algae and seaweed, like dead body, like from the movie.
Really creepy.
What's the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer and Harrison Ford?
I don't know.
What Lies Beneath?
Okay.
When the spirit comes from that was drowned, comes out, and she's like just, she's been drowned. So she's been underwater for years. Like, it's like a dead mermaid.
Perfect.
Oh, crazy.
Okay, that's how you want to see him.
That's how I want to see him come back, like crazy. And I want him to just be crazy and wild and want to kill her and then have to change into a new body. Then I'm cool with that. But I haven't had enough of Rick Springfield yet. I'm not ready to let him go yet.
Okay. All right.
Fingers crossed. So we're trying to figure out what's keeping Lucas attached to this house and all the children in this house. What's keeping them there? And the father has clearly killed all the kids. We see him show up in the house. And he appears across from Mary and puts his hand on her heart and starts basically freezing her heart. Dean comes in, stops it before he can come. Do you think he was going to kill her, or did you think he was going to possess her?
I didn't think he was going to possess her. I thought he was just trying to kill her, but I didn't, you know, think she was going to die.
Exactly. So Dean obviously stops it in time so that she's only possessed by the guy. The ectoplasm starts coming out of her eyes. I thought last week that it was blood in the very quick tertiary shot I got of it. It is the ectoplasm, which means they're possessed. And she's actually fighting against the boys. And she says, this is my house, my children, obviously possessed by the father. But she's trying to fight it, which is what I thought was great. You all of a sudden see her kind of like pushing against it. And
she's a hunter.
Gosh, so great. Mm-hmm. So great. And the short hair suits her better now. Can't be pulled.
I like it.
And she tells Sam to go to the basement. He gets down there, pulls apart the basement, finds the dad's bones or somebody's bones down there. We find out that it's the dad's bones. He burns them. The dad burns alive. And then all the children's souls are freed.
Yeah. She knew that because she knew what was going on within the dad and why he did it all.
Which is great because she saved them. So let's jump to Cass and Crowley before we close out the episode. They show up at the house that was getting postcards from Vince. And they're looking for Vince, a.k.a. Lucifer. And Rowena's there and mentions that she's banished him. And she's done, though, with this. She doesn't want to fight. But if they need her help,
she's there.
She'll be there.
She's there. I love it.
I'm bummed to see because I feel like Rowena's going to be gone now for a few episodes. And I love seeing her. And I love seeing the growth that she's made. And
she'll be back.
She'll be back, but
she'll be back when Lucifer is wreaking havoc. And then finally when we put him back in the cage someday.
I want the coven.
Maybe we'll get more of that. Coven. She wants to go live a life,
though. I want her to go, although I do want her to go back and date Lachlan Monroe, the guy that she was on a date with last
week. Boca Raton.
In Boca Raton. Let's see her, like, in her cute little, like, Boca Raton outfit with a little martini in hand.
We can see her having fun.
Yeah. I'm all about that. Let's see her. Let's see that. So Mary tells the boys she actually felt...
Hugo's madness.
So basically, when she was possessed by him, she went through his emotions and figured out why everything happened. So when he lost his child, he went mad. Mm-hmm. So he buried himself alive in this house and starved to death. And basically, when he died, his spirit was there. So when new families moved in, he coveted the children and then killed them, binding them permanently to him. And she admits, Mary admits, that it was something greedy to do, but he was mourning the loss of his own child. Doesn't make it okay.
No, he's crazy.
But he went mad. Mm-hmm. And when she's admitting this, we see this is hard for her to tell because she says she's mourning the loss of her children. Mm-hmm. Sam being a baby, Dean being,
a toddler,
and losing them and losing John and not being with John and not being in heaven. And she's mourning all the moments that she lost with them in these, 30 years, right?
Yeah. 33 years or something.
Yeah.
I feel sad for her, but I also, that's so cool that she was up there in heaven with her whole family.
I mean, that's what we all hope for.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I know this is supernatural, but, I was really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, and when she says she has to go and she needs some time and she takes John's journal and Dean has more of a hard time with it and she tells Sam she loves him and gives him a hug. I mean, how are you feeling?
I am sad. I feel like Dean doesn't really know how to accept this. Sam doesn't either, but I just feel like that's going to throw the boys off. They just got their mom back and then now she's gone. And where is she going? Maybe she just needs some alone time. Which is fine. Go have some alone time. Come back. I feel like I'm sad.
I'm afraid she's not. I hope that when she comes back, she wants to stick around and hunt and be with them. And this time is just her processing everything that's happened. Mm-hmm. But we've also discussed that, is this permanent, her being here?
Yeah.
Is this gonna be something that she's around until she's killed? Or is there a time limit on this? Do they have a year with her or right. 6 months or...
I want her to last. I feel like that would really be sad for her to die twice. Maybe she thought she wanted to hunt, and that's what, you know, maybe those distractions and hunting would be good, but she didn't really necessarily want that for her boys, I think, back then. So maybe she could take some time and not hunt, and maybe that's what she'll do with this new life, is just kind of enjoy herself and try some new paths, but while the boys still hunt. No,
I think she's gonna leave on her own. I think she's gonna come back, work with the boys. I hope there's a moment where John comes back, even if it's young John Winchester, because obviously we'd love to have Matt mm-hmm. Cohen back. But I'd love to have John and her have a reunion that we get to see.
Yeah,
I know we're talking predictions right now, so let's jump into some predictions mm-hmm. here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
That's our creepy Halloween music right there, mm-hmm. you guys. I'm really hoping that we get to see John and Mary reunite together, see that relationship. And it's like unfinished business at this point. Mm-hmm. Once the business is finished, they go up to heaven, like Patrick Swayze and Ghost. Mm-hmm. Once it's taken care of, they can peacefully go back and know that Sam and Dean are okay. I mean, I don't know if there's already been rumors or if there's talk of season 13, but maybe Mary's at peace at the end of a season that the boys have decided they've saved the world. And
she just goes back up?
Mm-hmm. She does it on her own.
Maybe she'll go off right now and try to figure everything out and then mm-hmm. end up hunting because she can't stop herself from hunting. And maybe hunting on her own.
Someone will kill her when she's hunting on her own?
No. Oh, okay. I'm just saying maybe she'll go hunt on her own right now.
I think that's possible, but I think she's going to come back to the boys. She's not going to just not be gone. Oh, she's not right. leaving now.
Right, we're going to see her again.
Yes, I think she needs some time, so mm-hmm. in a few episodes we'll get her back, you know, maybe episode 9 or 10 or something like mm-hmm. that. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously love seeing Crowley and Cass teaming up together, and then would love, since they went off, Cass went off to do this because they have a lead on Lucifer, even though they know that he's technically in the ocean. I feel like we're going to get a couple monster episodes in the next couple weeks. And then when Lucifer's back, Sam and Dean will go to meet up with Cass and Crowley because mm-hmm. we always love seeing them yeah. all together.
And then Rowena will get thrown in too.
Yep. Then we get them all.
I love it.
Next week we have church, priests, and religion. And I love that the woman was like, do you know God?
They do.
They sure do. You can betcha they do. Any more predictions for next week, this season?
I think you're right that we're going to have a few Monster of the Week episodes, but I think Lucifer is going to come back sooner than later.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us and watching our after show today. Make sure if you guys are, you know, checking us out on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, you are rating us 5 stars and all the other AfterBuzz shows 5 stars. If you want to talk to Katie and I, you can use the hashtag ABTVSupernatural. That's how we all keep in contact and know what's going on. Or you can find us on all of our social medias. Katie, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's, Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. And also on the Vampire Diaries after show, Sundays at 5 p.m.
Fabulous. And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. We will see you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.